Irrigation sprinklers hum at the base of Carol Zadrozny's peach trees on a mesa in western Colorado near the town of Palisade.
A lot of people think peaches are peaches are peaches, and there's over 100 varieties.
The Grand Valley, as it's known, is one of Colorado's agricultural hubs, famous for its stone fruit and vineyards. It's also famous, or infamous, for fickle weather, namely early season cold snaps. But lately, Zadrozny says the one thing you can count on is people coming out to the orchard, wallets in hand, ready to pick up a bucket of peaches.
So this is something that people are very interested in.
And Zadrozny's ready to capitalize on the growing interest in local food. She put in a commercial kitchen with the idea that people could pick their own fruit, pluck some greens from the garden, grab a few eggs from the chicken coop, and make a meal. That's about as farm-to-table as you're going to get.
And then my insurance says, well, somebody might get hurt. It's very frustrating.
A couple months ago, Zadrozny's insurance agent said her policy wasn't going to cover agritourism, city folk wandering around the property with the potential to get injured, which would make Zadrozny liable. And a lawsuit could put her out of business. Colorado's director of agritourism, Laura Gray, says many farmers are facing problems like Zadrozny.
When urban meets rural, it's tough.
With more and more shoppers looking for local food, there's a giant pool of money out there ready for farmers to take. But then the law steps in.
Sadly, what happens is a farmer or rancher will get the idea of having a dinner or they'll have an event, and somehow county commissioners will then come in and say, no more.
More than half the states in the country have some laws dealing with agritourism, according to the National Agricultural Law Center. A new Colorado law taking effect this summer will limit a farm's liability if and when visitors get hurt. Kansas was the first state to enact farm liability protection laws a decade ago. But some Midwestern ag states don't have any statutes protecting farmers from liability, Nebraska and Iowa among them. Even if a farmer is able to navigate liability issues and zoning rules, there's no guarantee city folks will flock to the farm. This summer, Colorado tourism officials are rolling out a new ad campaign touting the state's dude ranches, farm stays, and wine tours.
I think the outside world has no idea how aggy we are. I really don't. And I think that, you know, we have huge numbers nationally in ag, and I don't think even Coloradans are aware of that.
When you think local food, you might think farmer's market. Increasingly, farmers want you to think day trip or vacation instead.
Yeah.
On its face, Moon Farm in Fruta, Colorado, looks like nothing more than a pumpkin patch and petting zoo.
And then this area over here will be the corn maze.
But owner Dave Moon is beginning to bring in even more money from people who want to stay on the farm. Fruta is a sought-after destination for mountain bikers. So Moon renovated old farm buildings into vacation rentals. He charges for birthday parties and weddings, too. And says he could soon start welcoming people who want to do farm work during their vacations.
And that's another way to maybe book our properties, have some kind of where people want to come out and help plant pumpkins and drive the tractor and get their hands dirty again, you know?
Moon pays a premium for insurance to cover all those activities. He's been in the ag tourism game for decades, so he's used to the high costs of having visitors on site. And as interest in local food keeps chugging along, he says he'll happily welcome any competition. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.